Welcome to day 6 of the 21 Days of Calm. Yesterday, we were discussing how to develop a mind of non-judgment. And as you likely noticed, this can be a tricky feat. It's a habit, so it's hard to change. And change doesn't happen overnight. Through mindfulness practice, we tend to notice lots of habits we might not have recognized otherwise. Like our habit of thinking, for example. As we meditate, it's easy to notice how difficult it is to let go of our thoughts when they grab us. We rarely think of this tendency as a habit or addiction, but isn't it? We make efforts to say no to things like cigarettes or sugar because we know they're unhealthy for us. But isn't the act of not being able to refrain from grasping onto every thought that pops into our head kind of the same thing? It's almost like we grasp onto our thoughts like it's our responsibility to tend to each one that crosses our mind, regardless of whether the thoughts are useful or just create a distraction taking up space. Many of us don't have the ability to say no to thought and say, "The shop is closed. No more thoughts or worries, analyzing or brainstorms today." Insomnia is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. There's nothing that keeps you up all night like the constant flow of thinking. When your brain is active, even when you do eventually fall asleep, your thinking doesn't quite stop. You lie in bed ebbing and flowing between light sleep and rumination. Whether it's due to excitement about something that's going on or concerns about a challenge, you end up waking exhausted. This is a chronic problem for millions of people, and it's rarely solved because most of us don't recognize the source of our insomnia is often our addiction to thinking. So today, we're going to observe what happens in our mind and the tendency we have to grasp at thought as though we had no choice. Start by finding yourself a quiet place to sit where you won't be disturbed, either on a cushion with your legs crossed or on a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Sit comfortably with a straight back and close your eyes. Bring your attention to your body and begin to relax. As you become more and more still, place your focus on the breath. Notice how it draws into your body and as it leaves your body, not trying to change it in any way, just breathing naturally. With each out-breath, let your body become heavy, sinking deeper into your chair or cushion. Now take a deep breath in, and at the very end of the inhale, mentally count 1. At the end of your exhale, when the lungs are completely empty of air, count 2. Take a long breath in, repeating the pattern, counting 1. And when the lungs are empty of air, count 2. Your breathing should be natural, not forced in any way. The counting doesn't lead the breath, the counting follows the breath. Use this technique to strengthen your concentration until you no longer require it and feel your mind is stilled. Then continue with natural breathing, focusing just on the breath alone. Continue to breathe in and out. Notice how easy it is for our minds to fall away from our breathing and into thought. We discover how easily thought grabs us and how often our focus falls away from the present moment, which is really where life's happening. It's become ingrained and habitual for our minds to ruminate on thoughts, memories, and plans. Now, sometimes, of course, it's important to focus on these things, as we might need to recall something or plan a future event. But frequently, we get lost in thought purely out of habit. Each time you notice your focus has drifted away from your breath, gently release the thought and return to your breathing, in and out, moment by moment. Notice where your mind is. Is your focus still on the breath, or has it shifted into daydreams or thoughts of the past or future? When this happens, a question we can ask ourselves is this useful? We often spend time thinking due to the mistaken idea that it's always productive. But really, is it always productive? Is ruminating about a conversation we had yesterday beneficial days later? Is mapping out our route to work for a second, third, or fourth time valuable during our practice? Is thinking about an email we have to write later useful in this very moment? It's natural for this to happen. It's been happening for a long time. So each time you catch yourself in thought, patiently, non-judgmentally, observe where your mind is and bring yourself back to the present moment, back to the breath, over and over. Understand that obsessing about a thought you have no control over is like jumping on a broken leg. We can spend 20 minutes trying to predict how someone may react to something we said in an earlier conversation, but there's no way we can logically know, so recycling the same thought over and over and obsessing about things that are out of our control isn't useful. Each time you drift into thought, ask yourself, is this useful? Then bring your attention back to the breath. Continue breathing in and out. Notice where your mind is. Pay attention to the type of thinking that's occurring and ask yourself if it's useful in this moment. For those of us who are overthinkers and analyzers, this is a lifetime's work, but it's certainly beneficial work. Leaping to grasp onto thought each time it arises is a habit we can slowly change when we deepen our awareness of it, when we begin to practice saying no to thought and yes to this moment. And as the practice finishes, gently wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing your attention back to the room. Notice how taking a break from the incessant flow of thought makes you feel. Now slowly open your eyes. Congratulations on completing day 6 of the 21 Days of Calm. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 7, where we'll practice using external cues as a mindfulness reminder.